I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Winter's coming to the Middle East. Here's what aid responders are up against. 10 to 12 million people displaced in the region. Now, if nothing changes, refugees from Iraq and Syria will have to survive on 825 calories a day. That's not even a cup of millet seed. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says their partners are distributing food and winterizing supplies. If we all help just a little bit.
It's amazing to see the response and the love of Christ in the local people who want to help their fellow countrymen and others, even though they're suffering in the midst of it themselves.
Links at our website. Next, Typhoon Fanfone compounds disaster in Japan. Search for missing hikers after Mount Anake's eruption halted Sunday due to the typhoon's heavy rains. Now people fear mudslides. Asian Access is one ministry serving Japan's church through the good times and the bad. Their ministry makes it easy for you to get involved. What part can you play in sharing the hope of the gospel with a country hit hard by natural disasters? Visit our website to find out. And if you met a deaf person, how would you tell them about Jesus? Rob Myers of Deaf Opportunity Outreach, or DOOR, says this population desperately needs God's Word.
There is no completed Bible in a sign language yet. Of the 400 sign languages around the world, less than 25% of those languages have anything started at all.
That's why DOOR partners with groups like Wycliffe Bible Translators to introduce the gospel. Learn more at our website and make sure you tune in the next couple of days. We'll be sharing how you can reach the deaf worldwide and in your neighborhood for Christ. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Danica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.